Humboldt County will spend about $5 million of federal pandemic relief funding on a service the community has identified as being essential to local well-being and the economy, childcare. Approved at the May 10th Board of Supervisors meeting, the spending will include forgivable loans to preschool and infant care facilities and to those who get early childhood education degrees, as well as childcare subsidies for working parents and childcare employee retention and hiring bonuses. The economic impact spending plan for the county's American Rescue Plan Act funding is based on research and outreach to the business community, said Deputy County Administrative Officer Sean Quincy.
This item is steeped in research upon research. Back in August of last year, your board adopted a spending plan for this funding, and that spending plan, the economic impact grant portion of that spending plan, was based on research that your Economic Development Division did with the local business community. They identified three priority areas to ensure that the business community can continue to thrive, and that was childcare, housing, and broadband. We're still working on the other two portions of that program. The childcare portion of this program is also steeped in research. There are many community members and stakeholders in the childcare industry that were a part of this program, and they've identified through this program the factors that would be needed to help stabilize childcare.
Marianne Hansen of First 5 Humboldt noted that supervisors were also approving a proclamation of May as Mental Health Month. She described childcare as a part of the county's healthcare system.
But first, I want to say, by taking action today, your board is recognizing that children and families are core to Humboldt's health. And number one, that is tremendous, and you deserve to be applauded for that, as Sean said. Second, you're listening and responding strongly to the priorities of Humboldt's business community, also really critical to Humboldt's economic health and the health of our county. You're recognizing the vital importance of childcare as an infrastructure that's necessary to our economic health. This plan will address the needs of families in childcare across the county, including building up the many informal childcare arrangements throughout the county, especially in our more rural and outlying areas.
The childcare program funding will be administrated by the Arcata Economic Development Corporation, or AEDC, which also administers the county's Headwaters funds. Susan Seaman, AEDC's program outreach coordinator, said the program will encourage a workforce increase, and it will help every community in the county.
When the county came to us and asked if AEDC would administer these ARPA funds, knowing what your priorities were, we asked, what difference could be made if we really focused a significant amount of investment on stabilizing and revitalizing our child care industries? And the reason is because the funds will be distributed through the entire region, from the most rural communities to the city center in Eureka. Child care is impacting every one of your communities, and it is also affecting every industry. The child care industry itself is a collection of businesses that is disproportionately owned by women and families of color, so you'll be focusing on an industry that supports a broad range of business owners, and then that industry supports every other industry in our community.
Carrie Venegas of Changing Tides Family Services described the funding as, quote, a great investment with a two-for-one return. Supervisors unanimously approved the child care spending, with Supervisor Mike Wilson describing child care as critical infrastructure whose availability issues are, quote, really impacting our ability to function in the same ways that reliable water and reliable energy are. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Metz.